The United States of America. Now, the challenge, of course, right now is that we don't feel, and it doesn't seem like we're very united these days. And I think that bugs most of us. It seems like everything automatically gets divided up into one of two buckets, even though we're the United States of America. Everything either goes in a red bucket or a blue bucket. No matter what the issue is or whatever the topic is, immediately there's a view that divides. It's like whatever view you hold, it's like, oh, red, everything. And you're like, wait, no, I'm not 100% red. You're looking pretty red. Blue, you're blue. No, I'm not. No, yet you're blue. If that's your view on that particular topic, you go in the blue bucket. Two buckets, right and left, right, red and blue. And I don't think anybody's happy about that, are we? Are you happy about that? I mean, normal people aren't happy about that. I mean, has division, I don't think there's a good answer to this. Has division ever led to a solution? If it has, it's the exception, certainly not the rule, right? I mean, can demonizing, this is the part we should just drive us crazy. Can demonizing half the population based on party affiliation or skin color bring us together? Can demonizing and criticizing half the population because of party affiliation or the way somebody acts or the way somebody believes or the way somebody looks, can demonizing a whole group of people that you don't even know, I don't even know, can that possibly bring us together? The answer is no. Here's an idea. Why don't we despise division as much as we despise people who don't vote like us? The enemy is not the Republican or the Democratic Party. Our enemy is not a party. Our enemy is the division because it slows everything down and it causes people to be hurt and it causes people's voice not to be heard when the pendulum swings from one extreme to the other. So why don't we all just decide? You know who the enemy is? The enemy is the division. And when you're alone by yourself thinking about this, you know, and I know this is absolutely true because it's in the middle, what's obvious becomes apparent. In the middle, we all agree on this, regardless of your political persuasion or your religious persuasion, or if you even have one. In the middle, we say, yeah, here's what's obvious. Here's what's apparent. What's best for people is what's best. What's best for people is what's best. What's best for people is what's best. And in the middle, we can debate what's best for people without dehumanizing and without demonizing people who don't agree with us about what's best for people. Because we will always disagree around the edges and we will always disagree around the margins about what's best for people, but we can't disagree, and hopefully we don't disagree, that what's best for people is what's best. And those solutions are found when we come together and leverage our resources, all of our resources, all of our brain trust to solve the big problems that we wrestle with in our communities, in our nation, and ultimately in the world. The question is, will we choose to? Because unity can't be mandated. Unity must be chosen. And here's the most important part. And somebody has to go first. How about going first? In your family, in your community, at work? So let's not just tolerate one another. Let's love one another. Let's don't just be law-abiding citizens. Anybody can do that. Let's be Jesus followers. And in the words of Paul, then we will shine among them like stars in the sky. Isn't this what you want to do? Isn't this worth giving your life to? Isn't this why we should follow Jesus? That we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for an election cycle. We don't have to wait. We can shine among them like stars in the sky just by embracing the simple idea that I am to leverage my freedom for the benefit of the people around me. And then maybe, just maybe, we can make our way to the middle where problems are solved and things change. And not for our sake, but for the sake of our communities and our nation, and ultimately for the sake of the world.
Hey, thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure you check out the links on your screen for what to watch next, and check out the description below where we are going to provide you with free resources designed to help you make better decisions and live with fewer regrets. And again, thanks for watching.